Genie in the Lamp. Narrated by Julie Abel. Narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Ebony Night by Naya Bang. We have to make a stop here. There's a shop you have to visit, madam. Mohammed, the chauffeur, had stopped the engine in the air-conditioned Mercedes outside the entrance to the area that contained the Giza pyramids and the famous Great Sphinx. I had hired Mohammed and his Mercedes for the whole day in an attempt to see all the historical monuments around Cairo before flying to Eritrea. My choice of Mohammed as my guide and chauffeur had quickly shown itself to be both a good and bad decision. His car was nice and cool, and he drove me around Cairo's chaotic traffic, knowing the city well. However, he seemed to have numerous agreements with a long line of bazaars, shops and tourist attractions that he insisted on stopping at during the trip. My protests, no doubt because of jet lag and the heat, were a bit milder than usual, he was discreetly paid for his trouble. Often only 5 or 10 Egyptian pounds, but these small amounts certainly added up to a decent sum over the course of the day. As the car pulled up to yet another stop, by my reckoning, this was the 7th unauthorized stop on the road between Cairo Sheraton Hotel and Giza. Stepping out of the Mercedes was quite a shock for someone from Scandinavia. The heat and humidity hit me almost like a wall. But Mohammed quickly led me into the shadow of the whitewashed, low-rise house and into a business that bore the name Amir El Mahmoud and Sons. Fine original perfumes. The name certainly suited the shop. The smell inside was enough to knock you out practically. Still, the blinds and thick walls kept the sun and heat out. A lazy ventilator, with strips of silver paper fluttering away, stood buzzing behind the dark wooden counter with its impressive oriental carvings. The shop was full of glass displays, which lined the walls. Inside were all kinds of bottles and excellent, strong-smelling contents. Still, you had to be able to speak Arabic to understand ingredients. And there, in the middle of the tiny shop, was a massive coffee table and 3 padded benches. The owner entered the room. He was a smart gentleman in his late 40s, with grey-flecked moustache, and dressed in traditional Muslim clothes, trousers, and a long, light kaftan. In contrast, Mohammed, in his short-sleeved shirt with a company logo and matching tie, and me, in a long-sleeved shirt, white trousers with patches of sweat on my clothes and sweat dripping from my face. We looked as though we didn't belong in these surroundings. Mohammed and the owner, Amir, had a quick conversation in Egyptian,